Good morning, Medford and Boston, Somerville area. I am in studio with the moment with fellow teammates James Miller and Alex Williams.
Hello. You're listening.
Hey. Hello, guys. You are listening. This is Jack Batch with Crew Cuts, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFM, MFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, I don't have the Spintron quite up yet. It will be soon. Telling you what you are listening to and enjoying. It's still giving me login failed, so we'll figure it out in the next hour at least. But that was Trey Anastasio with Shine. Red Sox won last night, so spoiler alert, they won the series, and it's coming back to Boston finally, so it's a good time to be here. We got some more wake-up music coming your way, so enjoy. Uh-oh, what happened to wake-up music? One second. It should be playing. It says it is.
So let's see.
It wasn't even close to being all the way up. But nothing's playing, so let's see if it's the aux. It was the wrong slider. Thank you, Alex.
No problem.
So we were just talking about what we're going to do with our recruit today for rowing. If you have any ideas, call in, please. We'd be very interested to hear.
He's desperate.
I am very desperate for callers. But if not, it's no big deal, and we'll play some more music. But we're just going to talk about what's on my mind right now, which is just this midterm for physics on Friday, and I'm not feeling it, and didn't sleep at all last night, and it's not because the Red Sox won, just because I did not sleep. So it's going to be a long day today, but it's going to be a good day. We're going to get a lot done, and we're going to be ready for the rest of this week. So do you guys have anything you want to add about sleep schedules or the rest of this upcoming week?
I would like to add that if I could have one superpower, it would be able to sleep on command. Because if you think about kind of the human needs that we have to satisfy, like I can drink water whenever I want. I can like eat a burger anytime I want. But sleep, it seems to be the one thing that we're not able to control. Like what if you had like instead of insomnia, like in edia, and you're like just not, you're like, I wish I could eat, I just can't.
All right. But like invisibility or flying.
No, I'm all about like did you watch Sky High when you were in like middle school or
yeah, something? I've seen Sky High.
Yeah. So I don't want one of the hero powers. I want one of the sidekick powers. I want to be able to like look at a book and like flip to any page immediately. Like some lame superpower that's like very useful.
I don't think sleeping is lame.
Sleeping is not lame. If I could just like take like the 10 minutes of class that I know is going to be really boring, just like zonk out for it, come right back. That sounds great to me.
All right. Yeah. What about you, Alex?
I don't know, on an unrelated note, I feel like this week's going to be interesting.
Well,
because you're handing off your recruit to me
reasons. I think you're responsible. I hope. You should play him this show.
Hmm?
You should play him this show.
I'm not
going to
force him.
That'd be meta.
I'm not going to force him to listen to our radio show.
How do you know he's not listening right now?
Well, he could be. He could be. George could be. Someone text George.
No. But yeah, lots of midterms, lots of stuff coming up. So let's see what happens.
All right. Well, we got some. Uh-oh. That's not what I wanted to play. This is what I want to play.
There we go.
But yeah, we got some more music coming y'all's way. So enjoy. This one's from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Whatever you do, don't tell me why. Poppies grow tall and say bye-bye. The wave is here. A seamless little team and then we're tanked. I guess we're not so sacrosanct. The tip of my tongue, but then we're blank. The wave is here. Waiting on the wind to tell my side. Waiting on the wind to tell my side what you
Alex, you're tugging on my headphone cord right now.
No, you.
Okay, bud.
Guys, this is really cute to watch right now.
Aw.
It's just the freshman
boys. A tender moment.
So, you know, one of the things I think seniors have the biggest thing they can offer to freshmen is advice. Now, James, I would like to know, what is the one thing you should say freshmen should never, ever do well at Tufts that doesn't involve things we can't say on air?
Never ever do. I definitely have some positives.
All right, we can
definitely
do. We can do some positives.
Okay, then. So this is what I feel about my time at Tufts. There is a critical golden period that lasts maybe 2 to 3 weeks at the very beginning of your freshman year, and then you know really drops a lot, and then very slowly decays until junior year, when it becomes unacceptable to just make new friends randomly. Like during freshman year, there's a period of like a month where you can go sit next to someone at Carm and say hi. I'm James. What's your name? And it's not weird. If you try that later, and I have, people will be like, who are you? Can I help you? Like, what do you want? And that's like not really how I want to live my life. There's so many cool, interesting people at Tufts, and randomly meeting them is a good way to just like expand your horizons and find out what cool things are going on. I would also say, in a different vein, make sure you take advantage of that PAX at Locks DeWick meal swap, because if you get that kosher deli, even if you don't want to eat it, maybe you can give it to like, I don't know, a hungry senior or something like that, and then you slide over to DeWick, because if you let that go, that's just wasted food, you know, and you're just giving Tufts their money back.
That sounds like a shameless plug right there. Yeah, as a Hodgson expert, I will admit that I do sneak over to DeWick through the tunnels after work and save my meal swipe. So jobs at Hodge really pay $44 for every 3 hours of work, not just 33. So that's a
make it count.
That's a big move. Alex, do you have any tips for? Do you have any? What's your favorite freshman hack that you've learned so far?
Favorite freshman hack? Tables are everywhere.
All right, I'm not saying anything on air about this one. We got more music coming now, or soon. Yeah, it's now actually. Just turn it up. Hello, everyone. That was Mo Lazarus from 2012. It was my first music festival I went to. But right now, we got James Miller from Thames going to give us a public service announcement. James, let's hear what you got to say.
So on behalf of Thames and any other public health safety officials in the area, I would just like to say, tell you a little story. So today, suppose you ate your Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. Then you skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before.
A devastating earthquake.
You never know when the day is the day before. Prepare tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Thank you.
So we were talking about what I'm going to go for as Halloween.
Go as for Halloween.
There you go. It's been a long 8 hours. But I think I'm going to go as a farmer. I think I want to wear my overalls and a nice flannel shirt.
I think you have a good face for that. You have a farmer face.
I just have a farmer.
There are plenty of very attractive farmers. That's like a thing.
I know. Yeah. That's I'm going to go as sexy. Attractive farmer.
Attractive farmer.
Somewhat pretty farmer.
Alex, what are you going as?
I'm going as Pete.
Okay. Only a few people in Patagonia.
You even did that the other night.
Yeah.
You fooled me.
I did fool you. I fooled Matt as
you
well.
You fool me on a daily basis. I've called you Pete a number of times.
James, are you just going to go as Thames? Attractive Thames male?
No, that's not an everyday thing. It's a great freshman.
It's a very popular freshman.
It's definitely every year a whole lot of freshmen come and they're like, I had this great idea that is all mine and no one has ever thought of it before. Let's go as attractive Thames. And, you know, I like to see the different spins, but it's definitely a running spiel. I think I might go for some low-hanging fruit. I have a full-body rainbow morph suit that, if I'm being honest, I can't lose. And also, you know, you don't really need to pull, like, Halloween to pull out. Like, you can wear that thing around any time of year, but I might use that one.
Any time of day, too.
Any time of day.
I feel like you can mix and match with that as well. Like, you can wear the rainbow suit with, like, tie-dye clothes on.
If you want, you can be a rainbow suit attractive farmer. Like, or, you can combine
that doesn't
things.
Sound great.
Or a rainbow suit bowler.
Rainbow suit bowler. Ooh, that would actually look great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
Totally forgot there my bowling shirt. All right. Yeah. We got more music coming y'all's way with these shenanigans as well.
Lingers till all my reason.
So we are back on air, and we are unfortunately right now missing Alex. I don't know where he went. It is 4:40, and he is a creature of the morning. So maybe he already left for practice. Here he comes back in the door. He says I made him very angry. We're waiting for him to get on mic here. One second. There's no sorry
about
the hold up.
Make me angry.
Okay, Alex. All right.
The ABBA version of Gimme 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 is clearly superior to Cher's version.
Well,
and that's not a debate.
And it's music, so it is a debate. And you can enjoy whatever you want to enjoy. But this is my radio show, unfortunately. And I'm playing my music. So that's the deal. We were talking about, do smells translate across airwaves of radio?
Call in and let us know.
Jack's pretty stinky, so.
Actually, it's James. He farted. we're calling him out here. But if your car smells bad now, it is James's fault. So please call us up and let us know. This is a very important, tough science experiment going on here. But we're going to play some music about coastal cities right now, so this should be interesting. So we have a burning question, which is, what is going on with Mars right now? James, do you have any thoughts on this?
So one of the questions that I like to ask people when I get to know them, I feel like this says a lot about people, and you know, we can sauce it over to our listeners, all of them, several thousand, as it appears to be right now, or to you guys right here in the studio. Suppose that, you know, Elon Musk gets this whole SpaceX thing going, you know, like we got rockets going up and down. But there's a first journey to Mars. You have to be in that first group of people that's going to Mars. And the way we're going to do this is there's a good time to go to Mars when, like, Earth is closest to Mars or the orbits work out, whatever, every 2 years. And so we're going to send a group of people. They're going to go to Mars. And then in 2 years, they're going to send the rockets back because it's hard to build a whole new fleet of rockets. So that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to send another set of rockets back. So if you go to Mars in that first trip, you're not getting any new people for the next 4 years.
Because it takes 2 years to get to Mars.
It takes 2 years to get to Mars, and then
So it takes you
2 years
it doesn't take 2 years to get to Mars, but you go to Mars and then it takes, you have to wait 2 years to send the rockets back, and then you have to wait 2 years for the rockets to get back to Mars again.
What if they just built two rockets?
Well, they're going to send a whole fleet of rockets. They're going to send like hundreds of rockets in one fleet.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
It's like hard to build that many rockets. So my question to you guys is, what is the minimum number of people that you would have to go with that you would go to Mars? Like, would you not go unless there's like 5 people, 20 people, 100 people? Like, you need a whole city, you just need your squad.
4 years? I don't know, because this, like, you could equate this to college or high school or anything like that. Closer to the mic. You could equate this to like college or high school or anything like that, where you're not talking to
any new people for 4 years, because it takes about 20 minutes to send like a text to Mars, so you're not FaceTiming anyone. The only discussion you're having with anyone is with that group of people for the next 4 years.
I still think that I could probably do with around 80 people.
80?
Whoa.
I could make do with 80.
Okay.
Nah, I'm squatting up. I'm taking like 4 people right now.
Four?
I can name the 4 too, which they aren't listening. One of them might be listening.
Is it your mom?
Well, no, my family is not involved. That hurts a little.
Alex, you're not in it either.
I'm listening, Jack. I'm here for you. Too bad.
You're also not part of the group, so that's why I said you're not listening. So it would be... one of my good friends from high school, Jess D'Errico, my other good friend, Liam Day, and my other fantastic friend who's currently in London, Jeff Gu. Those would be the people I'd go with to Mars. I think they're all qualified. I think they're all smart.
Would you foresee any tensions only speaking to these people for the next 4 years?
That's a loud truck outside.
Very loud truck.
Sorry about that, audience. No, I think we're pretty tight and we all get along. Liam can be a little grumpy sometimes. I'll, you know, make sure to send him this show and know that, call him out on that. But he's a good guy at heart, so I think I would just take those three and then just be us four chilling on Mars. What about you, James?
So I think that it's about like I describe it as like a crew-sized group of people, because you can definitely like divide it into smaller groups. Like, you can like go off and have like 5 or 6 people like do their own thing on like one side of Mars, on like the Sea of Tranquility or whatever, and then you can have like someone else like go for like a day trip to hike Olympus Mons, whatever you need. Like, you can get away from people if you need to, and I have not yet found someone on this earth who I can spend like a week or 2 weeks with, only really talking to, and not get grumpy at them. You know, I think it's not anything wrong with that person. It's definitely something wrong with me. But I just need to like get away from people sometimes in order to kind of like refresh the relationship and like remember why I really appreciate their friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, some interesting thoughts about Mars. I mean, another thing that scares me about Mars is dust storms. Like, I cannot imagine being, you know, we have like hurricane for like a day, maybe a day and a half. Then they have like dust storms for like weeks. Like, you're just covered in dust. Like, what do you do? What if you get buried in dust? Like, you literally get buried alive. Like, what happens? It's not like snow. You can't just shovel your way out of it.
I don't know. I mean, like, Seattle, it, like, rains for months and months, and people still want to live there. Like, humans put up with it, I guess.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Seattle or Mars? What's worse? Call it.
Call it. Please let us know if you live in Seattle on Mars. If you live on Mars, also. Yeah, Alex, I mean, you know, I don't think anyone's going to call in, because they're all driving to work, because they're hardworking people, and they love their music. But, and it's also unsafe to drive and call, I'd say, in my humble opinion. But we got another song coming your way.
We know you have us on speed dial.
Voice.
This is Jack Batchelor. This is going to be our last song for the show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and this was Crew Cuts.
You're moving to a hard town. Do not dismiss the promise that you made me. Ayo, 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 my time. Overkill, you took another red pill. On the sheet is everything that you spilled. We are the ones you want to know right now. Ayo, 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 black light. Come again to murder your report card. Just a friend to kiss you in the courtyard. You are the one I want to be stuck with. Ayo, 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 big fight. Favor song.